And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Michael Ray Richardson.
He was the guy from Seinfeld? Used the N-word?
No. He was a former Knicks guard that got into a lot of trouble with drugs in the NBA.
Same thing. Mm.
We're still waiting for the casualty count from West, and we're all hoping it will be much lower than first feared. Our great state has unfortunately absorbed its share of blows over the years. The worst disaster in state history, still the 1900 Galveston hurricane, which claimed up to 12,000 lives. The yellow fever epidemic of 1867, you don't hear too much of this, but they say records are very murky, but it killed perhaps as many as 10,000 in this state. Wow. In 1947, the explosion of the boat in Texas City that we talked a little bit about yesterday claimed 576 lives. In 1937, the New London School natural gas explosion killed 319.
And those are kids, mostly.
And the 1919 hurricane that struck Corpus Christi took 284 lives. But this is a proud and resilient state, and like those who were hurt by tragedy before them, the folks in West will persevere. As we traveled the state this week on our tour of Texas, it renewed our state pride. And would you like some interesting facts about this great state of Texas?
Indeed.
We know firsthand this is a big state. We put a lot of miles on that RV, and we never got close to getting out of the state of Texas.
Yeah, we dropped Ron's resale value pretty well in that RV.
We all know that El Paso is closer to Los Angeles than it is to Dallas. Did you also know that it's the same distance from Beaumont to Chicago as it is from Beaumont to El Paso?
About that. Wow. We win.
Did you know that Brazoria County has more species of birds than any other area in North America?
Why are the birds doing so much there?
They like it.
It's just a nice little marsh area, I think, that they collect in.
How many species of birds are there?
Species. Did you know that the King Ranch in South Texas is larger than the state of Rhode Island?
Wow.
Did you know that the San Jacinto Monument is the tallest freestanding monument in the world, taller than the Washington Monument?
I didn't know that.
And did you know that our Capitol Dome is taller than any other Capitol Dome in the country, including the Capitol Building in Washington, D.C.?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Pictures.
Pretty impressive stuff.
It is. And you can get a good steak here.
Dang right.
In other news, the FBI is investigating Browns owner Jimmy Haslam, who allegedly has been involved in fraudulent business practices with some truck stops that he owns. And it's got his fellow NFL owners worried. Some say the owners are more worried about this situation than they have been since Eddie DeBartolo Jr. and his corruption scandal when he owned the 49ers. Owners think that if Haslam is found guilty on these fraud charges, it could irreparably damage an already somewhat shaky Browns organization, as well as bring some bad publicity to the NFL.
Did they do a good job looking into his background?
Maybe not so much. NBA regular season is in the books, and the Vegas odds makers like Miami to repeat, with Oklahoma City the second favorite, followed by the Spurs, Knicks, and Nuggets. You can also place a bet on whether or not you think the Heat will go undefeated in the postseason, and you get 50-1 odds on that. Would that be worth putting $10 on?
Yeah, maybe.
To win $500?
I could do that.
The Yankees did something that hasn't been done since 1985 in their win over the Orioles last weekend. They turned a triple play that was scored 4-6-5-6-5-3-4.
What?
It was a triple play turned with every infielder having either a put out or an assist. It was a ground ball to second. They got the force out at second. And then there were two rundown situations between second and third, and then between first and second.
The type of scoring that if we were keeping score, we would just put double play.
Yeah.
Or triple play.
Triple play, right.
Out.
Sports.
And in the college ranks, Central Arkansas sent 72 batters to the plate in 8 innings in their 30-0 win over Grambling this week, which means they averaged batting around in every inning. Their leading hitter was catcher Michael Marietta, who was 7-for-7 with 3 homers and 11 RBIs.
Man, we have a P1 whose son plays for Grambling.
Oh, really?
And he's white.
Seriously.
So why do you have to mention that?
He's their white tiger. There was a whole movie made about the white kid who was a wide receiver for Grambling back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
Shut up.
In soccer news, a referee is suing the Kenyan Football Federation. Martin Wakisa is seeking $200,000 in damages because the coach of a team squeezed his testicles while arguing a call. And Wakisa says he is now unable to enjoy lovemaking with his wife.
Don't word it so creepy.
The coach was given a lifetime suspension by the league.
Yeah, I don't think you can enjoy anything for the rest of your life if someone did that to you.
If I gently squeezed your testicles, George,
you would ruin my life.
Wow. What fragile life you have.
Let's get that organized for ticket stock next year.
Me gently squeezing George's testicles and the depression. Watch him immediately sink into a depression and get about 5 days' growth of a beard.
We're always looking for a 6 p.m. Saturday event to close it out and to keep a lot of P1s there. Would the house not be jam-packed if we had that as the finale?
Why would you want to do that to me?
It's a horrible memory. Like, tastefully squeeze
them. I don't care how you do it. It'd be such a horrible memory. It would ruin my life.
I'm trying to pop them like a grape seed, expressing a grape seed.
That's too graphic.
From the police blotter in Arlington, Virginia, police report that a resident told officers that someone entered her home and stole chicken from her simmering crock pot.
That story's a crock.
But only the chicken, leaving the vegetables as they were. The report noted that they had no suspects. And prison guard Alfredo Malcipini faces several charges in Bradford, Pennsylvania, resulting from a marital dispute last month when, presumably to make a point, he tried to remove his wedding ring by shooting it off.
Yes, I saw this.
The ring remained in place. His finger was mangled.
Oh, my gosh.
Tried to shoot off his... And they said that they had been arguing. He'd been arguing with his wife all day and that they had been drinking all day. And gets into an argument and tries to shoot off his wedding ring.
The fight fuel.
And he's a guard at a prison.
Wow. Beaten.
And finally, a young guy from North Dakota moves to Florida and goes to a big everything-under-one-roof department store looking for a job. The manager says, "Do you have any sales experience?" He says, "Yes, I was a vacuum salesman back in North Dakota." Manager says, "All right, I'm not sure about you, but you can start tomorrow. We'll see how it goes." First day on the job was rough, but he got through it. After the store was locked up, the boss came down. "How many customers bought something from you today?" The kid frowns and looks down and says, "One." The boss says, "One? Our salespeople average 20 to 30 customers a day. How much was the one sale for?" The kid looks up and says, $101,000. The boss says, "What? What did you sell?" The kid says, "Well, first I sold the guy some new fish hooks. Then I sold him a new fishing rod to go with the new hooks. Then I asked him where he was going to fish, and he said down the coast, so I told him he's going to need a boat. So we went down to the boat department, and I sold him a twin engine. Then he said he didn't think his car could pull it, so I took him to the automotive department and sold him a 4x4 truck. The boss said, "A guy came in here to buy fish hooks, and you sold him a boat and a truck?" And the kid said, "No, the guy came in here to buy tampons for his wife, and I said, dude, your weekend's shot. You should go fishing."
Women should be responsible for their own purchases, isn't that?
That's Friday morning scatter shooting from Old Dime Box to Mule Shoe, the Lone Star's favorite radio segment. Thank you all for supporting Scatter Shooting's tour of Texas this week.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. All right.